This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. The UN and Western governments have called for calm as a diplomatic row between Turkey and Israel threatens to escalate. Ankara is preparing to challenge Israel's blockade of Gaza at the International Court of Justice next week. It expelled Israel's ambassador on Friday after a UN report said Israel's use of force on an aid flotilla heading for Gaza last year was excessive, but it also said Israel's action was legal. Turkey had demanded an apology, but Israel has refused. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged both nations to mend the relationship for the good of the region.
Both countries are very important countries in the region. Their improved relationship, normal relationship, will be very important in addressing all the situations in Middle East, including the Middle East peace process.
9 Turkish activists were killed in the flotilla raid. In Israel, hundreds of thousands of people are turning out for mass rallies protesting the high cost of living in the country. In Tel Aviv, demonstrators converged on Rabin Square in what activists had dubbed the March of the Million rally. Support for the movement had waned somewhat in recent weeks after bringing 300,000 people onto the streets in early August. Demonstrators are especially protesting against high property prices, low incomes, poor health care, and high taxes. Documents found in Libya allegedly show that U.S. and British intelligence services worked closely with the Gaddafi regime prior to its collapse. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal report that the CIA under U.S. President George W. Bush sent terror suspects to Libya for interrogation. Britain's independent newspaper says evidence suggests that the MI6 Secret Service passed information to Gaddafi on exiled Libyan regime opponents. The documents reportedly were discovered in the office of former Libyan intelligence chief Moussa Koussa. Meanwhile, Libyan fighters have given Gaddafi forces in the town of Bani Walid until Sunday morning to surrender and raise the white flag or they would be attacked. Gaddafi loyalists have been holding out in the town, where rebel forces also believe strongman Gaddafi himself may also be hiding along with his son. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Germany's biggest commercial bank, Deutsche Bank, has rejected a U.S. government lawsuit accusing the bank of selling fraudulent securities. Deutsche Bank says the charges are without foundation and it will fight them. The German bank was one of 17 U.S. and international banks and financial institutions listed in the lawsuit announced late Friday. The lawsuits were filed by the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees mortgage buyers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who had to be bailed out with taxpayer money at the height of the 2008 financial crisis. Belgian authorities are investigating what police describe as the biggest criminal case in the country's history, a 700 million euro tax evasion scandal involving high-ranking diamond traders in the country's diamond center, Antwerp. Belgian newspapers report that French police handed over to Belgian authorities a list of names stolen in 2009 by a former employee of the Swiss branch of the British bank HSBC. The list allegedly names wealthy Belgians, including the country's top diamond traders, who held secret accounts at the bank. More than half of the world's diamond production passes through Antwerp. The Vatican has denied accusations it helped cover up child sex abuse by its priests and undermine juvenile protection laws in Ireland. Last July, Ireland's Parliament passed a motion accusing the Vatican of trying to sabotage efforts to investigate child abuse in Catholic institutions. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said allegations of Holy See interference in Irish law were unfounded. Finally, turning to sports, at the World Athletics Championships in South Korea, the world's fastest man, Jamaica's Usain Bolt, made short work of the 200 meters final, leading from start to finish and finishing in 19.4 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever run over the distance. An even bigger surprise was in the javelin, where German youngster Matthias de Sordo claimed gold with a best effort of 86.27 meters. It was Germany's third gold medal in the competition, all in throwing events. Robert Harding took gold in the discus. David Storl took gold in Friday's shot put. For more news and information, we invite you to visit our website. You can find us at dw-world.de. Mark Rossmann, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.